watching them scary movies and I have not been in the holiday fucking spirit. Ooh. And that's you. We have not watched one single holiday fucking movie.
What holiday? Nigga, it is November 10th.
When November 1st starts, that's when the holiday movie rolls the fuck in.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
You are now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Sticks.
What's up? I'm Vince. I'm here with my little turkey bitch.
You know what I'm saying? I'm real roastable, you know what I'm saying? Real, you know what I'm saying?
Like, nah. Juicy and delectable.
Oh, I'm juicy. Oh, don't start now. You can't finish now.
Shut the fuck up.
No. Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stack.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips, nah. Awkward Thinking.
Is that necessary?
Make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe. Give us them views, man. Give us them streams, man. Make sure y'all give us a review. If you're listening right now, if you're listening right.
Pull it together.
If you are listening right now, make sure you write in the comments on how you feel about the episode or write a bomb-ass fucking review, nigga. Make sure you know what I mean?
What if they're not black?
If you're not black, for all my Hispanic mommies and all my white women that watch the show specifically for me, make sure y'all just write in that little comment section for me, all right? You know what I'm saying? And you might want to flick a little bean to that, you know what I'm saying? Talk a little deep. How you been?
I've been decent.
You been decent? She's been good. Holidays are here.
Holidays are here. Them bitches came fast as fuck.
Fast as a motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm not ready for Thanksgiving or Christmas. I'm not.
You know, I've not been in the Thanksgiving season. Not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. Is it because you're a turkey and you're worried about the government trying to get you?
You know, so here's my thing about turkey. A lot of people hate turkey.
Who the fuck hates turkey?
I've been talking to people and they be like, bro, turkey's so dry. Turkey's this. But you're a dry food fanatic. You like a lot of dry food.
I like my chicken dry. I do. I can make chicken very juicy and everything. Mm. I like my chicken dry, though. I like that shit to be a little dried out.
Coughable, like.
Kind of. I'm not going to lie. I know it sounds sick, but I like my chicken dry. That way I know that it's fully done. It's fully cooked. It's a sensory thing or a texture thing. I don't know how the fuck to say it, but, yeah, I like my chicken a little dry.
You like one of them black people that like well-done steaks.
Yeah. Because don't give me no fucking raw food.
It's not raw, nigga.
It is raw. Okay. Why? If it's not all the way cooked, then it's fucking raw.
Okay, You got it. But yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't like
Turkey.
Then get a new bird. Can I suggest a bird?
What bird would you have?
An eagle. And this is why I say we should do an eagle. Because at first, you know, turkey was the first, like, American, which was, like, so fucking weird for the turkey to be the bird of America.
I think it was just that it was so heavily populated at the time.
Yeah.
You could find a turkey probably anywhere in America at that time.
But still, it's like, what is so majestic about a fucking turkey?
Turkeys are beautiful in their own right.
No, the fuck they are not. They are. No, they're ugly ass. Them and ostriches are ugly ass birds.
Ostriches are ugly.
You ever looked at an ostrich and said, damn, that's a cute ass bird?
I've never been like, oh, it's just a beautiful bird, but I've never looked at it and been like, oh, that's an ugly bird. There's ugly birds out there. There are some. That one fucking scary big ass beak bird that looks like a.
On Sesame Street?
No, not Sesame Street. It's another one. It's a new bird. It's one of them new Pokemons they just made up.
Where?
This bitch got a beak. The beak is literally like. I think I know what you're talking about. And that motherfucker tall and big as fuck.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
That's not a pretty bird. I wouldn't want to get caught in a dark place with that bird. I would literally be scared of that fucking bird if I saw that person.
I need to remember the name.
Mm-mm. I feel like it'll just come up. I had a nightmare.
Oh, what was it?
It was about Jason. Jason Voorhees. Friday the 13th.
Oh, okay.
And it was just so unusual because it's like, even though it was a nightmare, I'm not scared of Jason. So it was like, it wasn't a regular nightmare. It was like, we were down there having a conversation.
Uh-huh.
And
you're sick.
Yeah, it was sick. But because I'm, there's no fear of Jason. Like, I don't, I've watched it too many times to actually have a fear of him. And so I'm like in my dream, but I'm realizing like, oh, this is a nightmare. You know how you realize it's a nightmare? Like, it start getting warm and you get that creepy feeling. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I had to tell the dream, like,
chill the fuck out.
Yeah, I said, who the fuck is getting scared of Jason?
You watching them scary movies and I have not been in the holiday fucking spirit. Ooh. And that's you. We have not watched one single holiday fucking movie.
What holiday? Nigga, it is November 10th.
When November holiday 1st starts, that's when the holiday movie rolls the fuck in, nigga.
I don't start watching Christmas movies until Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're tweaking. Yeah. You're tweaking. That shit starts in November 1st. Mm-mm. Holiday music, holiday songs start November 1st. Number one, it's no Thanksgiving songs. This is the least This is the least holiday where I'm like, ooh, joyous.
Because Thanksgiving is not, like, especially as black and brown people, we understand what the holiday is. So it's not a holiday for us to really be joyous or whatever. It's just another holiday to be off of fucking work if you are afforded to be off of work. If you're working in the mental health field, fuck you, because you have to be at work. So thanks a lot. But no, I'm sorry. It's one of them holidays for us. We just get together, we eat, we drink, we have a good time. You go for your walk with your cousins, you come back, and you avoid your grandma for the rest of the night.
I don't know. I think this is one of them holidays. It needs something else. We need something more to Thanksgiving to give it some, like, life. Like, the balloons in the air don't cut it. The Macy's Parade don't cut it for me no more. Like, it got to be more extreme shit.
Do you know what it truly really is?
What?
It's capitalism.
Oh, my fucking goodness. Always say capitalism. My fucking
but
goodness.
It really is, because what it is, there's no holiday spirit. I do remember a time where, around this time of year, motherfuckers is a little happier, a little lighter on their feet. Motherfuckers are stressed out. They don't give a fuck.
Because you're an adult now, nigga.
Yes,
Timmy.
And not just because I'm an adult, but again, that's still a valid point. I'm an adult now, so shit is on me. The responsibility is on me at this point.
Do you ever look at them fucking Christmas movies and be like, oh, the parents is having a joyous time? No, them niggas is stressed out every movie.
Every movie.
Nigga. Scrooge was stressed out. Tim Allen was stressed out.
No, the fuck he wasn't.
Tim Allen
he
was
got stressed
out
because he was trying to deliver every fucking Christmas gift. He was Santa Claus. That's a different stress. And he still was
having fun with it. No,
though.
He was not. He was stressed. He was like, nigga, this nigga just died. I killed Santa Claus. Now I got it. This nigga was a murderer.
He wasn't. That was not a.
That is literally.
No, it wasn't.
He said, hey, Santa slipped.
Yeah, it's a
broke
motherfucker
his
on
neck.
My roof in the middle of the night.
Yes,
what the
and
fuck
killed,
is he doing
he killed
on my
Santa
roof?
Claus. He's a fucking murderer.
Santa
We're praising
Claus had an accident.
No, Santa Claus got killed.
He
by
had
Tim
an accident.
Allen.
So. And Tim Allen took over.
Okay.
He paid him
back. That's what
you
want to believe.
That's a fucked up way to finally get off of work.
To die?
Yeah.
Not really.
That is. That's a fucked up way. That's how you clock out?
Yes.
That's how you finally get a break from your job?
Eternal break. And hopefully you go to heaven and get as bountiful as amount of bills.
Fuck all that.
Yes, nigga.
But what I will say is that I feel like there's a lot of joy that's taken away from us now that it is the holiday season. And maybe it is because we are older and some of that responsibility is on us. And certain shit has to come out of our pockets now. Mm-hmm. Or we have to facilitate certain shit. So it's that extra pressure or whatever. But it's still, it's like, the shit isn't. There's nothing to look forward to no more.
Because you don't have kids yet.
Not even kids. I don't want fucking kids right now. I was just in Target. That shit is expensive. Kids
right,
are
but
expensive.
You know all the hard work that you've done, and you know the innocence of a child. So you know that during those times, whether it's Thanksgiving or whether it's Christmas, you know that they're going to have the most joy, and that's going to bring you the joy.
That's
going to
bring a little joy, but what I'm saying is, number one, I don't think I'm going to be doing Christmas gifts with my kids.
I
feel like we can do different things, but shit is too expensive. There's no reason why toys cost the as much as they do. There's no reason.
Toys have always been
no
like
they
that.
Haven't
yes
no,
Vince I
no.
don't know what fucking world
I'm not
you
saying
have lived
toys
in
have always just been cheap, but toys at one point were accessible to a lot of different people. Some shit used to be $12. Now the shit is $85.
Yes, because prices goes with the times, nigga.
And look, and if I was in Target, the fucking Pokemon set. There's a lunchbox Pokemon thing. It has like 10 cards in there and maybe something else. The shit is $85. What the fuck am my kid going to do with this?
It's an investment.
It's not an investment.
Yes, no, you know,
I get the people do the Pokemon shit later on down the road, but what I'm saying, certain shit is an investment. I'm not using this as an investment right now. My kid just wants something to play with. They're going to ruin these fucking cards 6 months from now, and it's not going to be that big of a deal, but I don't want to waste $85. And not just because it's not one $85. It's all these fucking toys that I have to get because now there is an expectation for people to have to spend so much money and for people to have to go out and get so many fucking toys for their kids. I'm looking around at the people in Target and it's these moms, they all got shit in their carts. And I'm like, I know that shit is expensive. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you're fucking doing that. And then imagine the people who have more than just one kid. It's one thing to just have one kid you got to shop for. Oh, and you can shop for them throughout the fucking year or whatever. But the shit is expensive. Everything got more expensive. They be talking about Black Friday fucking deals. The shit got more expensive.
I can't imagine you being saying these things. Mm-hmm. Is how, I want to say the word is frugal. You are with your spending already for yourself.
It's just me right now, though. Right. And I've also had
to get my shit together. And you spoiled your girl. Oh, so,
but that is therefore. Not, I won't say it's different. I don't necessarily spoil, but I've in those situations, I literally align my finances so that way I could do certain things. And not saying that I can't do that for my kids when that happens, but I don't know. I don't want to have to spend all that money on some shit that they're not going to use for too long.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Just circling back because we're a little ahead of schedule.
We are.
We're talking
sorry.
About Christmas and shit. but I think have you brought your girl to Thanksgiving? Right?
Nah, she's come home. I don't think necessarily for a holiday. It wasn't like a very specific holiday to my knowledge. She's only come home once, mm-hmm. and. My problem with that, I don't mind bringing my girl home, and I do tell my family this, but my family, the way I've grown up is very different than how I'm trying to live my life a little bit now.
Yeah.
And so my family is a little crazy. My family's a little ghetto. Not like super ghetto, but just a little crazy in certain mm-hmm. aspects. And I'm not embarrassed by it, but there's like, my girl didn't grow up with around certain shit, certain craziness. And I kind of don't like to be around certain craziness anymore as an adult now. And even as a kid, I didn't like being around it. So it's like, I do struggle with being able to bring my girl home for certain shit because I want to be comfortable. But it's sometimes hard to be comfortable.
I think I have never brought anybody home, ever.
You're a liar.
Who?
You ain't bring Shorty home?
I brought Shorty home, but it wasn't a holiday. Oh, wasn't a holiday? No, it was New Year's. That don't really count.
That counts. That's a holiday. Count.
That was COVID New Year's, too. That was terrible. That was a bad time. But, no, I legit didn't bring – I wanted to do the Thanksgiving, like show off my girl mm-hmm. or something like that because I've never done it. Now, with my family and my dynamic with them, I don't talk about girls a lot with, like, my older family members or mm-hmm. anything like that. So I think my family is either assuming one or two things, that I'm gay or I just don't get no bitches. So – because I've never brought anybody home. Mm-hmm. I think only two girls have met my mom before.
Mm. I've actually – my girl was the first girl I've ever actually brought home and introduced to my family. I do think my family probably thought I was gay.
Yeah.
Because they said it when I was a kid and shit too, but
I don't think this.
And I
do
think like my brother, he like when we get into it, he like to be like, "Oh, you don't get any bitches."
Yeah.
I just never felt comfortable talking to motherfuckers about my situations, what I had going on. And I blame them because y'all did not offer up a space that to make me feel comfortable with a lot of shit. And that's their fault. And that's all it is to it. Like. Shit, that's their fault.
Yeah, I'm just, I don't know. I think my, like, this time around, well, I'm not bringing nobody home for the holidays this time around again. Mm. But I think it's just like, how can I entertain? You know what I'm like? I think I'm so in my head that I'm like, hey, y'all, this is like my girl. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of want to be the first one there so it could be like I be the first people there. Mm-hmm. So I won't have to do the grand entrance like, hey, y'all, this is such and such my girl. Da, 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 da. Like, you know, because mm-hmm. I've seen multiple of my family members do that same thing. And I'm like, damn, I'm going to have to grow up and do this shit. Mm. But I'm shy. Like, it's like I have two different personalities when it comes like with y'all. I'm a whole different nigga. Then with them, I'm just this quiet ass nigga that laugh here and there, very awkward, very just mm-hmm. floating around.
It's because with your friends, you get to become who you want to be around your friends or right. who you're comfortable being. And then around your family, there's like this expectation, or at least this is how I've always grown up around y'all, so this is how I operate around y'all. And that's something that, again, I struggle with my siblings. Niggas would be like, oh, this ain't you, or, you know, this don't seem like something you would do, or, and I have to tell niggas, like, okay, y'all don't know me. I haven't been around for a few years, or at least you don't know me in this regard. This is who mm-hmm. I am. The person who I present to you is the person. That's the kid who grew up around y'all.
Yeah.
And I think, again, that goes back to wanting to bring somebody home. Sometimes it is a struggle to bring somebody home because, again, if I don't feel comfortable with you, why would I feel comfortable bringing home somebody else?
So I've been doing this thing. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to unbig my back. And I know a lot of people are like, Nas, you're not even that fucking big. Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up. Because what I see in a mirror is not what you see in the fucking mirror. but it's just like when you dieting, like, all right, when you're not dieting, right, everything's regular. Food is regular, mm-hmm. right? Then when you start your diet, shit want to be delicious. Mm-hmm. Then restaurants want to make flavors that's not supposed to be together. Then you think to yourself, like, I wonder what that fucking tastes like. And then everything else look good and average. They want to put the whole market rollout, or you just wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. But it's so hard, nigga. I was like, Sharice's been on me, like, hella about me, like, eating clean. She's like, you make sure you eating that turkey bacon and shit like that, right? So I'm in the drive-thru. I'm talking to Sharice on the phone. I'm in the mm-hmm. drive-thru, so I keep muting her to order the food.
You're sick.
So I'm in the drive-thru. I'm like, hold on. And she was like, hey, welcome to Popeyes. Can I help you? So I'm ordering my food. I'm giddy and shit like that. So I unmute Sharice. I'm talking, you know, we talking cash shit, regular shit. So I pull up. We pull up to the fucking window. So I'm thinking, all right, I got my food. They only going to ask me the price. So she probably like, where you at? I'm lying. I'm like, I'm at Panera. You know, mm-hmm. getting some healthy shit, salad work, shit like that. So then the lady, they say my total. The lady comes to the fucking window. And she was like, 12-piece ghost pepper wing. I'm like, I hurried up and tried to mute it. Mute the fucking thing. And Sharice was like, that's the fattest shit I've ever seen you do.
That's some funny shit.
Dog, it'd be so hard. Dieting is so fucking difficult, bro, because especially when your funds is down, bro, yeah. Then you resort back to the bullshit because it's cheap to get.
It's not actually cheap to get. It's just that I feel like sometimes with dieting, you want your shit fresh. Yeah. Because a lot of the shit you eat kind of needs to be a little bit fresher. And so, you know, it's a struggle to try to take some shit out the freezer to cook it when you diet in. Because it's like, bitch, that's a process. Yeah. I just want quick, easy. Especially
got some
when
food
you working
in the house and nobody's cooking it.
That's a lie.
Go ahead. But no, yeah. Finish what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a struggle. You just fucked me up. I don't even remember what I was saying. You was talking about some.
I was talking about fast food is easier to get. Mm-hmm. More than the healthy shit, especially when your funds are low. Yeah. That's what I was mostly talking about.
But that
should
still be expensive at the same time. It's the easiness is just the accessibility. I know I'm going to pull up and get my food within 10, 15 minutes mm-hmm. and then eat that shit and go home and feel bad about it.
Yeah, I do feel bad about it. Like, people, I will admit, like, people have been on me about keeping to the gym and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been feeling like, you know how like you first go hard a couple, you know, months. Now it's starting to get sort of like I gotta really push myself to go. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really pushing it to go. And when I don't go, I try to not beat myself up as much. Mm-hmm. But them inner thoughts be whooping my ass, nigga. Mm-hmm. Like I be sitting there like it'd be like, damn, I just wanna sit down, chill and play the game and just be like, you fat motherfucker, you better not go to the fucking gym. Okay. It's Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is my inner voice. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Okay. I feel like when Mike Tyson say shit is real aggressive and real like, yeah.
I also feel like sometimes I do this thing where I'll unintentionally be just eating healthy for a while. And the moment that I realize I'm eating healthy, I'll go through this binge of eating some fuck shit.
Yeah.
And I always know where when I'm doing it because I start drinking pop. Mm. And pop is, I don't drink pop on a regular. Like, the only time I drink pop is after a few months of not having it or some shit. I go in, drink half of a pop and call it a fucking day. But when I'm drinking pop and I'm drinking that shit constantly, I realize, like, okay, nigga, what the fuck is going on? Got to be something.
I'm definitely in my getting older era, like, with a lot of, like, foods and shit.
Yeah.
Because now at restaurants, I'm ordering Pepsi.
What? Yeah.
I feel like that's, like, when I'm starting to get, like, an older black person. Old black people love Pepsi. Let's get this fucking straight.
No, they do. Yes, but I
order a Pepsi.
I say they do, but
Pepsi would go a long
way. I used to fuck up Pepsi when I was a kid, but I didn't like it at the same time. My parents used to always have a 2-liter Pepsi sitting next to the bed. Yeah. And so I would wake up every morning, go straight in there, drink it, or drink it throughout the night. That Pepsi used to be good as fuck, but it'd be frozen. Like,
it'd be a little frozen in the middle and
I didn't like that little slimy shit that, like, it's a little filter that get left on your tongue after you drink Pepsi. And I remember I used to, like, spit in the toilet and I could see a little black from the Pepsi, shit, like the syrup and shit in my spit. And then that, I don't know, it just turned me off. Yeah. And so I don't remember the last time I had a Pepsi.
A Pepsi is good as fuck.
Ooh, that shit would probably, you know how Sprite burn? Pepsi burn too.
Pepsi burn like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I feel like that shit would probably burn the fuck out of me if I had a Pepsi right. You know what I like fucking up though when it comes to pop? Some Dr. Pepper or root beer?
You know, Dr. Pepper is really one of them special occasion sodas. Mm. I can really, like, I have to be in a mood for a Dr. Pepper.
Ooh, or Sovernas.
I can't fuck with the Vernas.
I don't know how to. That shit is like caramel and a fucking. And it's not even like caramel, but I've always liked that since I was a kid. I don't know what the fuck it is about a Vernas. Nigga, send that shit my way all the time.
That shit, I can't get with it. I know everybody from fucking Michigan loves that shit.
It's good as fuck.
I'd never heard about it until I hit the Midwest.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. Canada Dry's do it for me. Now, them cranberry Canada Dry's have a special place in my heart. Mm-hmm. Them bitches hit every time.
Damn. I also feel like maybe the holidays just don't hit the same because of death and shit. You know.
Damn, way to damper the fucking mood. We went to fucking soda and then you want to go to death, nigga? What the fuck? I was just
thinking back to the holiday thing and just, you know, why shit don't feel. And we got to be able to bring up shit without it actually damping the mood. Like, I can talk about death without it being, like, such a sad thing. Like, it's just it's a fact.
But, no, you can't. You listen, you Tiny Timmed it, though. You were like, yeah, holidays aren't the same. Everybody's dying.
I did not. Yes. I said holidays ain't the same. No. But, you know, it is something about it being, you know, that person's holiday, you know, Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Every holiday has a person attached to it, or every person has a holiday attached to them, where it's like, I know this person is going to show out for this holiday. This person always makes this, and this person is always doing this and that. And so sometimes I think that's a thing. And I don't know if our families, if our generation pulled together enough to be able to host how our older people did.
I was just thinking that, too.
And I don't know if it's because the weird shit that goes on throughout the holiday. Like, you know, the having to be criticized whenever you come back or whenever you know, around too many family members and family members start just talking out their fucking ass and don't think, like, okay, how is this going to affect this person? They just be like, well, we family, so you just got to take it. Nah, bitch, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Before you take these hands. That's all I can do.
So, back to the segment. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Aqua Thinking Game Show. I'm your boy Nas, a.k.a. Stax. I'm here with my favorite contestant, Vince. So this game will be, who would eat this? So you have a choice between a black family or a white family. All for the selections that I will name. All right, first selection, a green bean casserole. Who would eat this, black people or white people?
White people. White people love them a fucking green bean casserole. And all that shit is green beans, mushroom soup, and some fucking dehydrated onions.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
you sure you don't be eating that?
That's not some shit I would eat.
You sure how to make it?
Huh?
Nothing.
Motherfucker, it's all on one can. Literally. I used to be a stalker.
Hamburger helper.
Black people, for sure.
Black people. I feel like white people. Trailer park trash white people, for sure.
I mean, I can see other white people eating hamburger helper. My godmother used to eat hamburger helper. But I know that in my household, that was a black staple.
Yeah, it was.
Like, motherfuckers had hamburger helper in their house, and that shit stretched.
It was hamburger helper or goulash. I fuck with some goulash.
Yeah, I like goulash, too.
Yeah.
But hamburger helper, that was, like, just one of the first meals I remember my mother making.
Mm.
And just remember seeing that shit on the TV and then having that at home, being like, oh,
no, we got some. Yeah. Old time. That
shit, yeah.
Old time. Okay.
You should be fucking that shit up.
Fried chicken from the grocery store.
I want to say white people because but you get fried chicken from the grocery store.
I do get fried chicken from the grocery store. But I be on some lazy shit, though. I really be on some. But I like fried chicken. It's not my favorite food. Mm-hmm. My favorite food is oxtails. But I will go to the grocery store and get fried chicken. But
there are certain, like, I can do chicken strips or I can do, like, little small wings from, like, Walmart and shit. Mm-hmm. That's it. You go to Kroger's and you get chicken. And I don't know what kind of meat that is, but it's not fucking chicken.
I live in a small town out here. I've adapted to the fucking ways of living in this honky-tonk-ass fucking town. Arby's.
Whites.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know,
motherfuckers, I'm not paying for no deli sandwich.
You have, though. Stop lying.
The only time I get Arby's is literally once every 5 fucking years. Damn near.
Okay.
And not even then. And that shit was horrible.
We have fried Spam with mustard.
That's black people, yeah, for sure.
Bro, I fuck with some fried
that shit
Spam
just
now.
Don't. I ain't had no fried Spam, and I don't know how long. That shit just did something to me.
Man, Dunkaroos.
I don't know what the fuck Dunkaroos is. Is that blue?
It's the blue cereal? Yeah, and then it's like the.
That's some white people shit. I ain't never seen that shit in no black household.
Ketchup on eggs.
That's white people shit. My godmother used to do that.
See, I would agree, but I would say that's some black people shit because my cousin used to do that hella.
Was he around white people?
Mm-mm. Ghetto as could be. The ghetto fairy tale, if you ask me.
So ghetto equates to being black for you?
No. Ghetto can be white.
Mm.
But I'm going to say he was just like, was he around white people? No, he was on some ghetto shit.
Okay. Next question.
Look, trying to trip me up. Four wings and shrimp fried rice.
That's black people.
That's black people
from the Chinese spot.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, them that yellow chicken, that yellow fried chicken,
be hitting
that shit smack. And I used to be biting in that shit. I used to be like, "Why is it yellow?" I stopped giving a fuck. Right.
We used to do that shit in Philly. We used to get bags of chicken. Mm-hmm. Like they come in bags, and you just like that was like a thing. Like. You buy, like, I think it was, like, $2.50, you get 3 wings or some shit like that.
Oh, that's not, well, yeah. I like 50 cent wings.
But they whole wings, though.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's not too bad.
Yeah. Okay. So, since we got the 5-minute mark over here.
We getting kicked out.
So, we're going to do this life advice with Vince. And with the life advice with Vince, y'all can also hit us in the DM from Ock Thinking on Twitter, on Instagram, and on TikTok. Y'all can hit us in the DM, tell us something, some advice you need from Vince, or hit us on Awkward Thinking Podcast on Gmail. All right. Vince, your life advice today is, how do you tell people their food is nasty?
As a cook... Or as somebody, I used to be a cook. I still like to cook, but I'm no longer a cook right now. But I feel like it's a way to just, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Just say you don't like it and just be like, I just, it's not for me.
Yeah.
And if the person asks for, like, constructive criticism, provide that. Don't say I don't like it, it's nasty, or it's this and that. Say, okay, too much seasoning, or not enough seasoning, or... the texture of this was a little off for me, or I don't like the flavor of this. I think me, as somebody who cooks, after spending an hour or 2 hours putting some shit together, you kind of want to be satisfied with your shit. You kind of want to be proud of it. And so, like, doing that and then having somebody come in and be like, oh, no, this is nasty, I don't like this, or just throwing it down, that's very rude, very disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But it's certain shit I won't eat. And I tell a person, oh, I just won't eat it. It's not about you. It's not about your food. It's not about the cooking. I just won't eat certain shit. And it's just me. I'm a picky eater, and I like my shit a certain way. And that's something I also like to explain to people. I am a picky eater. I want my food served a certain way, and I know that the way that I like my food served is not always the way that everybody prepares it. So, you know, don't get your expectations up, or I don't try to get my expectations up, and I don't try to hold people to a certain standard. I just, if the shit nasty, I take a few bites, and I push it to, I'm trying to think, like, I was at my client, his mom had got me some cake for mm-hmm. my birthday. It was very nice, very sweet gesture. But it was like a chocolate bitter cake, and I tried to eat most of it, but then it got to a point I can't eat any more of it. And I just had to come out and say, okay, I've had enough of it. It's a little, you know, it's a little overpowering. I've had enough, mm-hmm. but I do appreciate it because it was still very nice of her to go out of her way to do it. But I'm not going to force myself to eat it just because, you know, it's there.
If it was Life Vice with Nas, that shit nasty. Why the fuck would you get this shit to me? It's like, no, I wouldn't say that.
Certain shit I do be like, I don't know. Certain shit I'm aware of, like, with my food. I'd be like, all right, this isn't my best, or this isn't what this is supposed to be like.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's about that time, because we got to hurry up. Yeah. I'm going to make mine brief and short. It's about that time where we leave you with a brief message to get through the week. I butchered that, but... Vince, what's your positive message to get through the week?
Real quick, I'm going to try to make it quick. Back to, like, Nas talking about trying to unbig his back and shit. I guess I've been losing weight or slimming down. People have been telling me I've been slimming down and losing weight and shit. It's not something that I've really been noticing, or I was noticing it at one point. But, like, just recently, a few people had asked me at one time, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, maybe, I guess, whatever it is being noticeable. I'm not doing anything extra in my life right now besides getting good quality rest and shit. But I keep seeing myself as this big dude. Mm. Like, and because to me, I've always been a big dude. And the other day, my coworker, he was saying something. I'm like, oh, so this and that. And he was like, well, you're not fat, though. And yeah. I'm like, nigga, I'm fat. Like, I've always seen myself as fat. Like, and not to, I'm trying to word this the right way. Like, I've always, not that I've had a problem with even seeing myself as fat, but I've just always seen myself as fat. But I think that I've always had them lenses on of, okay, I'm a big dude, which equals fat, or mm-hmm. this and that. And now I'm at a point where, I am slimming down a little bit, and that does make me feel, or have a little bit more confidence or mm-hmm. whatever, because I'm noticing different things, and I'm just noticing my facial structure is changing a little bit. And I'm getting more compliments than, yeah. you know, usual like, or whatever. But I'm trying to construct it correctly, yeah. but I say this to say it's like sometimes you got to take off them lenses and stop seeing yourself as your old self, or stop seeing yourself. And that's not, I'm not like no skinny nigga at all either. Like, don't get me wrong, but... sometimes you get so used to people telling you what you are, who you are, and how you are that you start adapting that. And yeah. you sometimes got to take off them lenses. Cause I did look in the mirror the other day and I'm like, okay, I'm not that big as I think I am. And also it reflected in my clothing.
Yeah.
Like I would buy clothes and I'm buying them super big. I'm buying shit that's 4 or 5X and I'm not.
It's you was funny. Never no 4X.
And I wasn't. I 5X wasn't.
5X type nigga, bro.
But I noticed I've been throwing away a lot of clothes and shit throughout these last 2 years, and I'm looking at them, and I'm like, this shit is big as fuck. Yeah. Like, what was I doing with this? And part of me, because I told Nas, I'm like, I don't see what everybody else is seeing, or I'm not understanding what everybody else is seeing, but I think, and I'm trying to hurry you, sorry.
I know. Okay.
I think part of it is just me dressing differently and being able to dress in clothes that are a little bit more fitting now. Mm-hmm. And now that gives the appearance of what my body shape actually is versus what I assumed it to be. Mm. And so, yeah, we got kicked out.
Well, since Vince gave all the time, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week. Woo!